No, honestly, why always wanting to be the bridesmaid? Why can't you be a full-time driver, be the superstar, be the bride?
Oh, look, I've had sort of my time as a full-time driver in the supercar series, and I sort of got to a point in my career where I'd been with sort of a couple of teams that probably weren't sort of ever really going to be in a chance to be able to win races. So for me, it was about sort of, I'd rather do the endurance races every year. So do the sort of the, in this situation, obviously it was only the one endurance race this year, but normally there's the three endurance races. I'd rather do three endurance races and be with a team that you know you stand a chance of being able to stand on the podium and enjoy success, rather than be with teams where, through no fault of their own, just don't have the resources to be able to sort of get those kind of results. Yeah. So for me, it's more about quality over quantity.
Aww. Yeah, do you reckon that it should be the last race of the year? It is this year, and it just seemed like that's how the supercars should end.
Yeah, look, it's it was good. I suppose as a kid growing up, Bathurst was always sort of that last race of the year. Mm. For other reasons why normally it wouldn't be is obviously because our sport, for television and commercial reasons and all that sort of stuff, needs to sort of go over a longer period of time. So when you've got sort of commercial partners on board, they obviously want to get as much bang for their buck over the year. But obviously with the year that we've had, especially for all the Victorian teams, like our guys have been on the road today, I'll mark 106 days they've been on the road. Whoa. Away from their families. So it'll be a nice off season for them, and it'll be a nice break to be able to sort of get back and spend some time with their families and just sort of get back home and do the things that they need to do, because obviously we can't do what we do without them.
Yeah, do you have to quarantine just to wrap it up? Are you finished now? Everyone's heading home.
Yeah, well, so I'm here with Chaz now. We're just sort of packing the Silverado, and we've got to drive home to Queensland. But we're not allowed back over the border, so we've got to everyone in from V8 Supercars and teams and everything like that from Queensland have to basically park up in Kingscliff for 2 weeks. Just south of the border.
In the bubble.
And we've got to spend two weeks there before we're allowed to sort of cross over. So,
can we give you some advice? Go down to Barefoot Bowls at the Kingy Bowling Club.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, we did it Friday.
Did it on Friday, and a couple of them overcooked the chook there, but it was a good day.
we've got plenty of time, so we'll give that a crack for sure.
It's so good there.
Hey, Luffy, well done. Congratulations. Yes. Thanks for joining us. Say congratulations to Chaz as well. Enjoy the 2 weeks here at Kingscliff, and we'll see you back on the podium next year.
No dramas, mate. We'll be tuning into you guys every morning down from Kingscliff.
Hello. Good man. Good man.
I don't care if that's a beautiful lie.